Queridos hermanos, dear hermanas, dear friends, I want to step back a little bit from the morning's readings just to give a kind of a general introduction to the Word of God that comes to us this morning, and to say by way of background that the Pharisees thought for a long time very carefully about the Scriptures and felt very strongly, as we all try to do, felt very strongly about the need to be obedient to the word and will of God. And in order to do that, they teased out of the Scriptures the commandments, all of the commandments. And as a matter of fact, they found something like 613 different commandments that everyone should take seriously and somehow wrap our lives around them. Well, that was a lot. A lot to keep in mind. The Pharisees understood that very well. And so what they did was to summarize and to find the main commandments, if you will, of love of God and love of neighbor. And when people came to Jesus on occasion to say, what's the great commandment? What they were doing was asking him which group, which party he belonged to. Was it the party of Hillel, the great Rabbi Hillel, who said two commandments, love of God, love of neighbor, if you get that right, you get everything else, falls into place. Was that it? And he would, of course, say, yes, that's the school, rabbinic school, within which he stood. The early church did the very same thing, as we heard from the first reading of Acts of the Apostles. New converts came into this religion, not those from Judaism, but those from Gentile paganism of one kind or another. And they said, okay, what do we have to do? What are the basic things that we have to keep in mind? And we heard that wonderful summary in this morning's first reading, in which the apostles agreed that there were four things that were absolutely necessary. You may have seen them in the handout. They were just very basic. Abstain from meat offered to idols. And the main issue was there's one God. Avoid idolatry. Well, that's not something that's just ancient, because every one of us has to ask again and again, is there one source of, you know, God authority in my life, or what's God for me? So, first commandment that was said to them, no idolatry. There's only one God. Second commandment was be careful of blood. And the reason for that was that they understood the early, you know, those ages figured out that somehow life was in the blood. And if anybody was in an accident and you saw the blood somehow run out into the soil and you saw them die before your eyes, you had the sense that human life is in the blood. So abstain from blood. Have a great respect for life in all its forms. That was the second commandment. Third one, you know, no violence, not even to animals, no violence. That's not the way we live. And then finally, you know, respect for the mystery of sexuality and not allow it to so take over our lives that it no longer has the central gift of God within the context of marriage and family. Four requirements. That's required for converts, for Christians. And even that comes out of the whole commandment of love of God and love of neighbor. The problem is, the challenge is what John's gospel did was to say love of God and love of neighbor are not two separate things, that they're really united together, that if we love God, we will love our neighbor. If we love our neighbor, we'll love God. They're united together. And that's the commandment. But how does that play out in life? Last evening, I was privileged to be part of a confirmation out of Our Lady of Lourdes, saying to the people, love of God and love of neighbor, those are the commandments. There it is. But what does that mean on the basketball court? And what does that mean at the family supper table when you're arguing about something? And what does that mean at work? love of God, love of neighbor. At what point do you love somebody enough to say, no, I won't do that? And I won't do that for you because it's not in your best interest. At what point is that saying no an expression of love? So family issues, the neighborhood issues, political agenda. You know, we keep saying love of God, love of neighbor, but figuring out what that means practically is not so easy. And so comes today's gospel, the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Greek word is parakletos, which means someone called to your side. But we call people to our side for all kinds of reasons. We call people to our side because we don't know what to do, and so we're looking for counsel. We call people to our side because we need someone to speak for us in our behalf. And so sometimes the word is translated as counselor, sometimes advocate. But in any case, the gospel promises that we will receive the gift of the Spirit from God to help us sort through the issues of life and be witnesses to the presence and power of God in our world and to be instruments of that presence and power of God in our world. In all situations, whether on the basketball court or at work, or in the neighborhood, or in the family, or in the issues that are being so heatedly debated, where's the wisdom of God in all of these things? And how do we discover and express and live the love of God, which unites us and transforms us and somehow sends us as baptized people to be instruments of the transformation of the world in which we live and to which we are sent? That's the good news of the Lord.